It's Little House on the Prairie with a modern-day twist. This is the Environment Report. I'm Kyle Norris in for Rebecca Williams. The Gold family call themselves homesteaders. That basically means they try to live as self-sufficiently as possible on their three-acre farm in Ypsilanti. Julia and Jason Gold met as teens in suburban Detroit, and they went to college together. And they had a dream. They're both teachers, and they wanted to teach in the bush in Alaska and live a simpler life.
And we tried it, and it wasn't quite what we pictured. And we've searched many different states and corners of the country, and we ended up finding what we were looking for about 10 minutes from where we were when we started.
They live on their small farm with their two young daughters. Julia works as an elementary school teacher in Ann Arbor, and that provides them with an income. The family grows almost everything they eat, which includes lots of vegetables, and they raise chickens and goats for eggs and meat. Jason says the goal is to be as self-sufficient as possible.
We're not totally self-sufficient, don't wish to become totally self-sufficient, but our house fully encompasses almost every one of our needs. And we can produce almost anything here on our land that everybody else would go to the grocery store to buy or to the lumber store to buy.
They also chop a lot of wood.
My name's Elia, and I'm stacking wood right now. I'm 10.
Since they don't have a big woods on their property, they barter with nearby neighbors and do labor in exchange for the wood, which is their main heat source. Jason Gold says preparing the wood for the wood stove is really an art form.
I grew up in the suburbs. I had no idea that you don't just chop wood and throw it into the fire. You have to have different size pieces depending on what you want to do with that wood. Do you want it to heat all day? Do you want to just start your fire?
The more work the family did on the farm, the more they realized how much they didn't know, like when it came time to slaughter the chickens, which they were terrified to do. And Jason says the person who taught them how to do this had a real reverence for the birds.
This experience of slaughtering the chicken became very beautiful. And I know that people would kind of gasp at the idea of me calling a slaughter chicken or slaughtering chickens beautiful, but the experience was, it's not just you don't just put a bird's head down on a stump and say, okay, thank you. It was having a conversation with the bird, being calm, almost singing to it, that would put it into a state of, well, in some ways, a little euphoric state. And the actual killing was very, very, very fast.
The Golds wanted their 10 and 6-year-old daughters to be there to watch the slaughter, so they knew more about where their food came from. The girls also helped butcher the chickens. The Gold family figured that more people might want to learn these kinds of old-school skills that are about self-sufficiency. So they created the Michigan Folk School. It's a small-scale program, and it's got classes like raising backyard chickens, blacksmithing, cheesemaking, composting, and how to use alternative energy. They bring in outside teachers, and the classes are taught on the Gold's farm and also at a local community college and a nearby church. Every member of the Gold family works hard at living on the homestead. The kids help out with all the chores, and they each have their own animals they're responsible for raising. At the end of the day, the Golds say they're trying to use the resources they have at hand in a creative way. Jason says the payoff is personal.
We live this lifestyle to pursue this dream of happiness. And we don't equate happiness with money. We equate happiness with being together, with doing a chore together and seeing the chore from the start to the finish. Coming inside all exhausted, having a nice cup of hot cocoa next to a fire, that is happiness.
Since it is the holiday season, the folk school is on pause for the moment, but classes will start back up in February. And if you want to hear a bonus interview with 6-year-old Amelie about tapping maple trees, then just go to our website, michiganradio.org. Thanks for listening. That's the Environment Report.